During the night, two porpoises came around the boat, and he could hear them rolling and blowing. He could tell the difference between the blowing noise the male made and the sighing blow of the female. "They are good," he said. "They play and make jokes and love one another. They are our brothers, like the flying fish." Then he began to pity the great fish that he had hooked. "He is wonderful and strange, and who knows how old he is," he thought. "Never have I had such a strong fish, nor one who acted so strangely. Perhaps he is too wise to jump. He could ruin me by jumping or by a wild rush. But perhaps he has been hooked many times before, and he knows that this is how he should make his fight. He cannot know that it is only one man against him, nor that it is an old man. But what a great fish he is, and what will he bring in the market if the flesh is good? He took the bait like a male, and he pulls like a male, and his fight has no panic in it. I wonder if he has any plans, or if he is just as desperate as I am." He remembered the time he had hooked one of a pair of marlin. The male fish always let the female fish feed first, and the hooked fish, the female, made a wild, panic-stricken, despairing fight that soon exhausted her, and all the time the male had stayed with her, crossing the line and circling with her on the surface. He had stayed so close that the old man was afraid he would cut the line with his tail, which was sharp as a scythe and almost of that size and shape. When the old man had gaffed her and clubbed her, holding the rapier bill with its sandpaper edge and clubbing her across the top of her head until her color turned to a color almost like the backing of mirrors, and then, with the boy's aid, hoisted her aboard, the male fish had stayed by the side of the boat. Then, while the old man was clearing the lines and preparing the harpoon, the male fish jumped high into the air beside the boat to see where the female was, and then went down deep, his lavender wings, that were his pectoral fins, spread wide and all his wide lavender stripes showing. He was beautiful, the old man remembered, and he had stayed. "That was the saddest thing I ever saw with them," the old man thought. "The boy was sad, too, and we begged her pardon and butchered her promptly. I wish the boy was here," he said aloud, and settled himself against the rounded planks of the bow, and felt the strength of the great fish through the line he held across his shoulders, moving steadily toward whatever he had chosen. "When once, through my treachery, it had been necessary to him to make a choice," the old man thought. His choice had been to stay in the deep, dark water, far out beyond all snares and traps and treacheries. "My choice was to go there to find him beyond all people in the world. Now we are joined together and have been since noon, and no one to help either one of us."